The following program is a Jerry Pippin Ancient Mysteries special.
The first one is like, and I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse, Revelation 19. And the armies which were in heaven followed upon him, upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And that's Revelation 19:14. And I saw the angel standing in the sun, Revelation 19:17. And that is what is so fantastic about these angels, is that they are silhouetted. And if they are standing in the sun, they would be black.
Against the sun, casting a shadow.
Yes. And then we have an angel-like image with a sword protruding out of his mouth. That's where the sword comes from, this angel-like image that's on top of it. And it says, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him who sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all of the... That's Revelation 19:21.
That was a telephone conversation we have with Athelin Rose, an interesting woman and a persistent lady who really is on a mission. She says she's had a miracle. And so we invited her to do a radio show with us after several conversations. And let's start it. Athelin, welcome to the show. You're up in Massachusetts, but you have a southern accent. Are you from Virginia?
Yeah, I'm from Virginia, but I've lived up here for 20 years, so I'm kind of from
now,
here, too.
Now, we have a link to your website on our page here, and it talks about a miracle. So could you explain to our audience what we're talking about, this miracle that you received? I think that'd be a good way to start the show.
Well, the miracle was a cloth, and the cloth had painted images within it. And
now, where did you get the cloth?
Well, I got the cloth from a store about seven or ten years ago. I don't know. It was just a muslin cloth, the kind that photographers use to.
You picked it up there in Massachusetts someplace?
No, I think the cloth was from New York or somewhere. I don't know where it was, whoever I was dealing with at the time. And it was still in the package. It was brand new, and I'd had it in the cellar for about 4, 5, 6 years, and it was unopened. And so I decided to do this photograph of this little girl coming out of the dark. Because I had found this greeting card when I first went down to Virginia. And the greeting card was an old painting, a Russian painting out of the 15th century. And I was just so, I just thought it was pretty at the time. And I had this book of the beautiful things that I wanted to create, sort of a book of inspiration. And I took this little greeting card and I stuck it in the book and I forgot about it. And then 6 years later, the same greeting card became very important to me. And I had to stop what I was doing and recreate this greeting card into a photograph.
Okay, so you were going to photograph this girl against a black background using this canvas.
On a piece of muslin cloth.
It sounds like this thing was a driving force, that you just had to do this photograph.
Well, kind of, but this was the thing that changed my life. I don't know where this energy came from, but after I saw that card, a certain energy came into my life, and I can't understand it. I can't explain what happened, but I just knew that I had to recreate that card into a photograph, and it was urgent. It was just urgent. It was something I had to do, and at that time, I also was going to entitled this photograph, Coming Out of the Dark, because it represented me with new skills and new vision, and here I was, this person coming out of the dark and into the light of knowledge.
So what about this painting, Athlyn? Why was it so special? I mean, it's almost mystical. It was driving you. It was a fetish.
Well, I just saw it, and I liked it, and I was trying to change the style of my photography at the time, but I didn't have the skills. So I just put it in my little book because I would take all of the pictures that I liked and wanted to recreate into photographs later on. And but I didn't have the skill for it at that time. So I just put it away. And then I came back to it about 6 years ago. And I had learned how to oil paint my color photos.
I'm curious, what kind of camera were you using?
Oh, I used a Mamiya RB67. That was the camera I used to shoot all of my photographs.
Uh-huh.
I was a professional.
So really, this was an ambitious project. I mean, it was just not setting up a camera on a tripod and taking a picture.
No. I had to draw. I had to paint the background for it. Create a little dress, sew a little dress for this little girl, create the headdress for this little girl, and basically recreate this into a tangible, photograph. This and find my little model, and put all of this on her, and then I would recreate this photograph. Like you look at a picture and you look at the photograph, and the photograph looks like the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to make a photograph like the greeting card. That's what I'm trying to say.
And you did.
And I did. But I went and I painted this black muslin. It's a 9 foot by 15 foot muslin cloth. And I painted it black with a little yellow path for this little girl to come out of. But it's basically, it's like 85% black. I used it as a background.
Okay.
And then when I came, after I'd finished painting it, this happened in August of 1998. And after I had finished painting it, I called my daughter, and my daughter helped me bring it in, and we brought it inside because it was wet, inside the cellar door, and we threw it over all of these boxes that were down there to give it a chance to dry. And when it stayed down there for a few days, maybe two or three, and I was, one day I was coming down, and I was watching the Maury Povich show, and this was long before he had the same format that he has now.
Mm-hmm.
Format that he has now, and he had a story guest on there about angels and miracles. And I sat down and I said, "Oh God, when are you going to send me my miracle? Because I am praying for a miracle. I need a miracle, and I want a big one." That's what I said. I said, "I want a big one this time." And I thought no more of it. But what I didn't know was that the miracle that I had asked for was already there. And that morning I went down and picked up the cloth and brought it upstairs and was preparing for the photograph, to photograph this little girl. And Nico is my daughter, and she was sitting on the carpet, and she said, it was right in front of the sliding glass doors. And it's huge. It's not, it's not a little thing. It's a huge thing. It's 9 feet by 15 feet wide. 9 feet wide by 15 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting watching the television on the carpet. And so the light from the sunlight from the sliding glass door was filtering through the cloth. And I'm putting it up, and she said, "Ma," she says, "there's something, some kind of image in that cloth." And I just kept right on putting it up, and she said, I think it's a unicorn. And then she said, no, it's a winged horse. And then I stepped back, and I focused on this horse she was talking about. And I looked up, and I saw that at the top of this horse was a silhouetted angel. There were three silhouetted angels. And when I said silhouetted angels, I mean they were black. And at that time, I knew that the miracle that I had asked for, this was it. But I had no idea what this was. And this cloth, this image that I speak of as the main image, is the size of a person. It's like 5'2" by about 2¾" wide. And then all of a sudden we began to look at this, and we saw a white winged horse in the middle of this cloth, in the main image. And then we had seen the angels, and then we saw a sword. And then Nico went and got this little Bible, because she knew it was a religious thing. And she went upstairs, and she started looking through her Bible, and her Bible was a little Bible that her grandmother had given her. And she looked through it, and it always would open to Revelation. So she started looking for a white horse. And then all of a sudden, she came downstairs and she started reading from Revelation 19, verse 11 to 20, verse 3, to the passages. And then all of a sudden, we started really looking at this, and realized that this thing had painted a passage from the Bible. And
now you're not saying it's painted on the canvas. You're saying it's embedded in the canvas.
Yes.
These pictures.
But and then all of a sudden we began to see other things in it, other images in it, and there are a lot of images in it. There are a lot of angels in it. There's an owl. And the owl sat on there for a year before we realized that the owl was a fowl. And it fits directly into these passages that I just gave you. And if you go to my website, which is www.themoderndaymiracle.com, you'll be able to see these images, and then you'll know more about
a good
exactly
point. You know, listeners, I urge you, there's a link to three pieces on YouTube that Aveline did herself and a pretty good job, by the way, of explaining and showing these images. So I urge you, when you get time, to take a look at the YouTube videos. And also at her website, she has a lot of things there as well. And that is linked right here on our page as well.
Okay.
Now, you're out there in Massachusetts now. A lot of spiritual and mystical things happen in Massachusetts, but you weren't there when this happened, right?
No. I was in Virginia at the time. And so the place I could go to, you know, would be the first place I would think of going to visiting would be the churches. And I found out that the churches really didn't want to see me.
What church did you take it to?
Well, first I called the Catholic Church, and they told me that they just weren't interested and they didn't want to see it, because it's a very strange cloth. It's a cloth about a war, the war between good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sword, and there are angels, and there is Satan. Satan is on the bottom of this image.
What does Satan look like?
Satan looks like Satan. He looks like a horned
okay.
man. He looks like the face
okay, of... Okay, now we're talking about embedded images, not paintings on a black canvas.
Oh, no, they're just images. They're just images. Well, they're kind of black and white. Everything on there is black and white.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the yellow?
Oh, that's still in there, too. That's still in there, too.
Okay.
But it comes off in a black and white photograph. It comes off as...
Okay, in Virginia, the Catholic Church wanted nothing to do with it. Virginia, you had to take it to a Baptist church. A lot of Baptist churches in Virginia.
Yes.
What happened there?
Yes, I went to a Baptist church, said it, and they saw everything that I was showing them. But the church that I went to was the real church that I went to, and I was totally surprised, was the church that... the President Clinton attended.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what kind of church he went to, but it was the one in Washington.
It was a Methodist church.
A Methodist.
He's a Baptist, but Hillary's a Methodist. And they chose a Methodist church there in Washington, D.C. to
uh-huh.
attend.
And I thought, you know, that people would want to see this since I was in the Bible Belt. And we called, and they invited us to come and show the cloth to the pastor. Is that what you call them at Methodist? Okay. And he was all decked out in his white and gold, and he said that he would see us after the service was over. He was preaching. Nico and I were sitting outside on the bench, and we could hear his sermon. His sermon was about if Jesus knocks, open the door, you know. And so he got out, and he said, well, he says, well, I only have 5 minutes. And I said, okay. So Nico and I, since we didn't have any really light, you know, big light, we went and put it up in front of the door. You know, they have large doors in church. So this was a door on the side. And you could see the images in there through the light that filtered through, because these images are not on the outside of the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
These are inside.
No, you told me they are embedded inside
yes,
the cloth.
Yes, they're embedded within the cloth.
Okay.
So I set it up, and so he came over, and I said to him something like... you know, I have had a miracle, and I would like to share it with you. And I started pointing out the images that were inside of this cloth, the large images like the white horse. And he said, oh, yes, I'd love to see it. So I said, well, here's the white horse, and I pointed it out to him. And he acknowledged that he saw it, and the sword, and the angels, and the owl. And at the bottom of this is sort of like a hell. It's like little men walking across, holding things over their shoulder. There's an image of that, and so he says yes. And he turned around and he says, well, what does this mean to you? And I said, well, I said that we need to be kind to each other. Yes, but. And then I took because I had a 16 by 20 photo, and I flipped it upside down. And when you flip this image upside down, it becomes a robed woman praying with light over her head. And I saw her as the Virgin Mary. And then he says he acknowledged this image that I was showing him. And then he said, but what does this mean to you? And I said, you know, I said, well, I think, you know, we'll have to be kinder to each other and treat people with more respect or something like that. And he said, yes, thanks for coming and goodbye. And he dismissed me. And I thought about it, and I said, now here was a person who said that if Jesus was knocking on your door, to let him in. And, I mean, this was the biggest thing that ever happened to me in my life. I've never seen anything like this.
Are you a religious person?
No, I'm not a religious person. I'm a very spiritual person, and I have been connected to Jesus and the Lord since I was about 14. But I never was a church person. I never was a person who was a Bible person who read everything out of the Bible.
Well, I wouldn't be too hard on the pastor there. I mean, he probably thought you were up to some sort of trick or something. I mean, you know, have people ask you, hey, how did you do this?
Yes. People have asked me. They have said that it was painted in my mind, from my mind, and my mind painted the images inside of this cloth, which is absurd. They have said that it was wax relief, and I had painted all of these images. They said all of that until they saw the cloth. And then after they saw the cloth, they realized that I couldn't possibly have painted these images. Because, for the first thing, you know, it's really difficult to paint an image. And it, when you flip it upside down, it becomes the Virgin Mary. And then another thing about it, when my son came home after that day, going back to the day that we realized what we had seen here, he came home and he said that he saw a serpent's head. And I didn't want him to see a serpent's head because this was supposed to be a good thing. And then all of a sudden I realized that the serpent's head was also the white horse. The white winged horse and the serpent's head is the same image. But inside the serpent's head is the white horse.
So looking at your canvas, backlit, it's a very complicated thing. I mean, you could look at it a long time and see different images.
Oh, yes. You know, and speaking of...
Do different people see different images, or do people see the same thing?
Wait a minute, let me tell you this. I went to this lady, and I asked her if I could borrow a cup of sugar. She was my neighbor, and saw that she'd come down and ask me, and, you know, we sort of share things. So I said, so I went up to her because I had it downstairs in my apartment, and it was... in front of the sliding glass door, and I had just put it up. So I went to her and I told her, I said, "Oh, I have a cloth downstairs, and inside of this cloth are angels, and then there's a white horse." And she looked at me like I had two heads. So I did that on purpose because I wanted her to see it. You see, I never tell people about this unless there's some way that they can see this. Because if I go around telling people about this, they're going to think I am totally nuts, which I probably am. But this is something that is concrete for everybody to see. This isn't a vision that I said I had. This is something that is totally concrete.
This seems like it's taken over your life, like it's a passion that you can't control.
It has taken over my life. I want people to see it because I believe that I am the messenger. So I showed her the horse and the owl and everything that I said she saw. So then she stepped back and she said, "You know what I think this is?" I said, "What?" She says, "I think this is the power of suggestion." I said, "Okay." And then I stepped back over to the cloth and I said, "Here is an apple." And I pointed it out. I said, "Can you see this apple?" She said, "No." I said, "You can't see this apple?" She said, "No." I said, "You can't see the apple because the apple is not there." So then she realized that it was not the power of suggestion, that these were things that were there, you know. And it's really no denying what this what these images
are. Well, what is the message? You know what the message is?
Oh, well, the message is, there are a lot of messages to this. I think that basically that this cloth is a warning to humanity to treat people better than they do because of the appearance of the Virgin Mary. I also think that there is a hell. I also think that something is changing, and something, the way that we have been living is somehow changing, and I think that it's going to go into a huge change, and then people are going to be better off, because the passage says that Jesus is coming on the back of a white horse, and he is going to bring his army which are angels, and he's going to destroy Satan and throw him into the lake of fire, and then he'll keep him in there for 1,000 years, and then everything basically will change. So that's what I think the message
well,
is.
Well, we are getting close to 2012. I guess you've heard about that.
Yes, I have heard about that.
Does this have something to do with the end of the world?
I think a whole lot of things go hand in hand. The woman who was in Georgia, as I said, this who had visions of the Virgin Mary in 1998, I believe, and she said that there was going to be a great war, and it was a warning to humanity. That's what she was listening to, and from the Virgin Mary, and that was one of the messages from the Virgin Mary. And this is, she was Catholic, but I don't think that you have to be any sort of religion, any kind of special religion, to receive a miracle. But she and I both have the same message that the humanity needs to change. Well, I think people could really be nicer to each other. I think that would be a lot better than it is now. Need to share also with all these other countries and this country, I think. I think people, you know, I think greed is quite a problem. I think this was a decade of greed.
Well, I agree with you on that point.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no doubt about it. Greed, we've been pretty well done in.
Uh-huh.
Have you given up on trying to go the church route, the religious route with this? It seems to me it's a religious message, but you don't think so. You think it's spiritual.
Oh, I don't know. There have been, I can't say that the church, but there have been a lot of people who have seen it. Who realize what it is. And I don't know. No, I haven't. I don't ever give up on anything. I haven't given up on the church.
Well, maybe you need to be concentrating on the media. Well, I guess you are. You're on this show. We're going to take a break, Athelin, and then we'll be back. Athelin Rose is our guest. She has the miracle of the cloth. An amazing story. And we'll talk to her about the media and about the cloth itself when we come back.
Hello, I'm Anthony Miles, director of the award-winning motion picture, Fast Walkers, They Are Here. It's my pleasure to introduce you to our new series of explosive and revealing one-on-one interviews, entitled Fast Walkers Open Files. Our first volume, Fast Walkers Open Files Volume 1, features well-known and respected Texas journalist and best-selling author, investigator Jim Mars. Also featured in Volume 1 is internationally respected talk show host Jerry Pippin, whose internet-based radio network and UFO Files show reaches millions of listeners and interactors throughout the world. Also presented in Volume 1 is the respected world-class futurist Alfred Lambremont Weber, the founding father of exopolitics. His book, Exopolitics, Government, and the Law in the Universe, is the culmination of his groundbreaking work, which first emerged when he was a futurist at Stanford Research Institute in 1977. There he directed a proposed extraterrestrial communication study project for the Carter White House. Weber's Fastwalkers Open Files No Holds Barred interview will provide viewers with an understanding of what is really going on worldwide at every level with the UFO cover-up. And be sure to check the Fastwalkers.com website on a regular basis for the upcoming release of additional Fastwalkers Open Files volumes, and to get your copy of the Fastwalkers motion picture.